Wherever I am, I'm home. Even when I wander in the world alone, it doesn't matter where I go. Oh no, wherever I am, I'm home.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is, if you haven't already thought about it, home, your divine gift. So today I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of our Holy Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health is Key to the Scriptures, and also miscellaneous writings, Pulpit and Press, and Miscellanies. I have built an house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling forever. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about all from his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go, and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. And said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Home is the dearest spot on earth, and it should be the center, though not the boundary, of the affections. Pilgrim on earth, thy home is heaven. Stranger, thou art the guest of God. Jerusalem, home, heaven. And mother finds her home and heavenly rest. Thus founded upon the rock of Christ, when storm and tempest beat upon this sure foundation, you, safely sheltered in the strong tower of hope, faith, and love, are God's nestlings, and he will hide you in his feathers till the storm has passed. Into his haven of soul there enters no element of earth to cast out angels, to silence the right intuition, which guides you safely home. Divine presence, breathe thou thy blessing on every heart in this house. Speak out, O soul. This is the newborn of spirit. This is his redeemed. This his beloved. May the kingdom of God within you, with you always, reascending, bear you outward, upward, heavenward. May the sweet song of silver-throated singers, making melody more real, and the organ's voice as the sound of many waters, and the words spoken in this sacred temple dedicated to the ever-present God, mingle with the joy of angels and rehearse your heart's holy intent. May all whose means, energies, and prayers helped erect the Mother Church find within it home, heaven. Beloved students, rest assured that your leader is living, loving, acting, enjoying. She is neither dead nor plucked up by the roots, but she is keenly alive to the reality of living and safely, soulfully founded upon the rock, Christ Jesus, even the spiritual idea of life, with its abounding, increasing, advancing footsteps of progress, primeval faith, hope, love. Like the verdure and evergreen that flourish when trampled upon, the Christian Scientist thrives in adversity. He is as life's lease of hope, home, heaven. His idea is nearing the way, the truth, and the life when misrepresented, belied, and trodden upon. Justice, honesty cannot be abjured. Their vitality involves life, calm, irresistible, eternal. The Christian Scientists at Mrs. Eddy's home are the happiest group on earth. Their faces shine with the reflection of light and love. Their footsteps are not weary. Their thoughts are upward. Their way is onward, and their light shines. The world is better for this happy group of Christian Scientists. Mrs. Eddy is happier because of them. God is glorified in his reflection of peace, love, joy. When will mankind awake to know their present ownership of all good and praise and love the spot where God dwells most conspicuously in his reflection of love and leadership? When will the world waken to the privilege of knowing God, the liberty and glory of his presence, where he plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm? Mary Baker Eddy. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to In This Very Room.
Quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough faith to bloom. in this room.
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. And then this will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And now let's pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. For thine the kingdom, the power, the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, yeah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be